Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. In this episode, I want to talk about a really useful tool called the Hero List. And before I get into things, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. That way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So let's talk about this. What is a Hero List? Well, a Hero List is literally a compilation, you know, a bulleted form, a numbered form of all the things in your past that you have done that are accomplishments, that are major accomplishments. And the reason for this is they serve as a nice reminder when we're feeling despair or sadness or just, you know, negativity towards ourselves, to be reminders of, wow, I have done great things in the past, right? And furthermore, if you're working on like a big project, right? This especially serves like once you've completed something and you're about to begin something new, oftentimes it really doesn't get any easier mentally to begin something new. It's like you always have to go through a similar process. There's that fear, doubt, and so forth of beginning something new. And so a hero list can actually be a good way to combat a lot of that negativity, that self-negativity towards yourself, because you can look at this list and be like, well, you know, back in the day, when I set out to write my first novel, that seemed an impossible task, and yet I managed to do it. You know, back in the day, making a feature film seemed impossible, and yet I accomplished that. So why can't I do a second book? Why can't I do a second feature film? Or whatever the case may be, right? So you look to those markers, those milestones, as indicators that, yeah, you are capable of doing X, Y, and Z. And, you know, they might not fully translate. Like, you know, let's say I am setting out to write my very first novel. So it's like, okay, you know, I've never written one, so how do I know that I can accomplish this? Well, you look to... And this is why the hero list, make it as comprehensive as you can, because you can look at it of like, okay, well, when I was in high school, I used to write short stories all the time and I enjoy writing and people encouraged it and all that. So it's like, okay, so there's at least a basis for this. It's not completely out of the blue. I've just never done a long form version of this, but you know, I've done the writing aspect of it before. And then you look at something else on your list of like, okay, well, I've done things that have taken, you know, 2 to 3 years, or I've stuck with something for a long time to accomplish it, you know, and it could be anything. It could be like, I've played, 4 years of high school soccer. I played 4 years of college soccer. And so it's like, okay, you know, I was able to commit and allot time towards my studies and soccer. And so there was that commitment on that level. So boom, you take that and it's like, okay, well, I have this passion for writing and I have this ability of patience and commitment based on my history. So yeah, it doesn't seem as far-fetched when I say like, hey, I'm going to write my first novel, to then be like, okay, yeah, it's actually doable, right? And that's the great thing about this. So really go all out with a hero list, you know, keep it easily accessible to you. You know, it should be a special thing that you can access and really look at and be inspired by, because that's really what it's there for. It's to remind yourself that you are an amazing person, have done amazing things in the past, and you use those as stepping stones, if you will, to get to the next thing that you're aiming for, right? That's the beautiful part about all this. So a hero list, there's no right or wrong way to do it. You can be as shorthand as you want, you can be as detailed as you want, but I would, if anything, I would just make it as comprehensive as you can. You know, really think back, be creative, and start to see how all the stuff that you've done in your life actually connects to what you're currently doing, right? And how you can take advantage of that. Because there's a wonderful book called Range by David Epstein that talks about how generalists can thrive in today's day and age. You know, too often we get taught someone like a Tiger Woods, you know, since before he was born, he was already playing golf, right? Obviously not literally, but, proverbially speaking. But then there's, but we romanticize, over-romanticize that because not everyone who's top of their field is generally like that. They're not bred into it. In fact, it's the combination of doing a lot of things that actually sets them up to succeed at the eventual thing. And we just don't study that enough, but that's why I love David Epstein's book, Range, because it does that for us and showcases that it is a limiting belief to think that, you know, if you haven't been doing something for years on end, that that's the only way. You know, it's a combination of various interests, hobbies, and pursuits that can actually work to your benefit. So, and a hero list allows you to pinpoint that a little bit. So, utilize it for its full extent. As always, if you have any questions or thoughts of your own, please comment down in the comment section, or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. And most importantly, I would actually be very curious how the hero list ends up benefiting you. You know, please let me know what your experience with it is like, because I think it's a very beneficial tool if you utilize it genuinely. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate you. See you next time.